today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Almighty. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special on Ramadan. Today, Wednesday, is the 18th of Ramadan, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 31st of Farvardin, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 20th of April, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We are in the Laylatul Qadr, the first Laylatul Qadr, the night of destiny. We ask all of you, dear brothers and sisters, to keep us in your prayers and supplications.
Ya Laylat al-Qadr, ya Fadl barina, khayrun min ad-dahr, bil-afw tatina. Ya Laylat al-Qadr, ya Fadl barina, khayrun min ad-dahr.
The month of Ramadan has been singled out for special worship or ibadah and exclusive favors. It is a month unlike other months. One reason for this, as defined by the Quran, is because the Holy Quran was revealed in this month. Says Allah in Surah Al-Baqarah, the month of Ramadan that in which the Quran was sent down, a guidance for mankind and clear signs of guidance and distinction. Chapter Al-Baqarah, verse 185. In fact, according to a hadith of the sixth Imam, peace be upon him, the other holy books were also revealed in this month. Among the nights of Ramadan is one special night, which is better than 1,000 months.
Ya Rabb, Ya Rahman, Ya Khaliq al-Akwan. Ya Rabb, Ya Rahman, Ya Khaliq al-Akwan.
Good deeds performed on that single night are equal to those performed over 1,000 months. It is the night of power, night of Qadr, Laylatul Qadr, when the Quran was revealed to the Prophet, peace be upon him and his family. Some commentators believe it was the night when the Quran was brought down from the heavenly abode for Jibreel to reveal in parts to the Prophet. Others say it was the night when the Prophet received the entire Quran but was asked to transmit it as and when the occasion demanded. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa binasta'in. In this episode, we are going to talk about the eves of decree, Layali al-Qadr. The eve of decree, or Laylat al-Qadr, is one of the designations of three nights in the month Ramadan. That is, the nights or eves of the 19th, 21st, and 23rd. Days of the month Ramadan. And in Muslim communities, we find that people are attentive to not sleeping on these nights and on the eves of Qadr or eves of decree. This is because they are very special. I mean, among the month is among the months throughout the year, the month Ramadan is selected for its religious grace and religious occasion. And within the month Ramadan, three nights are very important. And one of the three nights is the night of, or the eve of decree, Laylat al-Qadr. Laylat al-Qadr is very important in Islamic instructions because it's one of the occasions on which the Holy Quran in its entirety was revealed unto the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Here it must be indicated that experts in Quranic studies believe that the Holy Quran was revealed unto the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam several times, not once or twice, but several times. One of them is simply that, I mean, the Holy Quran was given to the Holy Quran in its entirety. Imagine that, for example, a book of instructions or a textbook is given to a student in its entirety. I mean, a teacher or a bookseller gives a copy of the book, I mean, all perfect in its entirety to a student or a researcher. Another case is that the Holy Quran was revealed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam piece by piece and on various occasions. I mean, in order to make an analogy, imagine that a book is given to a student or to a reader in its entirety at once, but I mean gradually throughout long period of time. The lessons of this book are taught to its recipient, I mean, piece by piece, or, for example, section by section.
Beseeching Allah for bestowing readiness for the night of power, Laylatul Qadr, the night of destiny. Yes, the one who believes in the religion and respects Quranic verses and traditions of the sinless Imams, peace be upon them all, it would be desirable that he should make his best effort and endeavors for celebrating this night. The efforts which are desirable and should be undertaken are that during the whole year before the arrival of the night of power, he must repeatedly besiege Allah, the glorious, the exalted, to bestow upon him the divine grace to be vigilant during this night. Bless him with most esteemed and dearest deeds. Consider that night superior than 1,000 months for him and may accept from him. Make him his most favorite and nearest one during this night. Bless him with his love, learning, nearness, union, pleasure, and constant together with health, happiness, and welfare. Should be pleased with him in such a manner that after this, he would never be displeased with him. Imams, and especially the Imam of the age, Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, pleased with him, bestowed upon him divine favor to succeed in establishing Allah's obedience and consent, and make his ultimate and Allah's countenance and pleasure. You are with today's special on Laylatul Qadr, the night of destiny. And the continuation of today's special selection of the most suitable deeds, not to be negligent from Allah, During these nights, one must strive his best to keep thinking about Allah, the glorious, the exalted, all along the night, and should not forget him during any part of the night, even for sake of recommended and justified deeds. Also, while offering prayer and supplications, he should not think about any other thing, even though if they happen to be recommended things. In order to make this task easier, before performing different acts of prayer, recital or genuflection or ruku, first of all, he should think about them briefly and then should perform them. And in case while performing a certain act, negligence dominates over him, and if a verse or invocation is recited with negligence, he must repeat it again. For example, when he wants to stand towards Qibla for prayer, first of all, he should think briefly about the wisdom of standing toward Mecca and then should turn his face in that direction.
It's the greatest sale that you'll ever witness in your life. And it's the biggest discount that's ever been offered by anyone. But the sale only lasts for one night. It begins at sunset, at dusk, and it finishes with sunrise, dawn. And there are a few differences between the sale that I'm speaking of and your everyday average sales that you see in newspapers, magazines, on the internet, and you see on TV. Number one, your local mall isn't hosting the sale. Your local shopping center isn't hosting it. The host of this sale is none other than your creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, the merchandise that's being sold in this sale is not clothes, nor jewelry, nor appliances, nor electronics, nor furniture. What's being sold in this sale is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness and His mercy upon us and our freedom from the fires of hell. It's the greatest reward of Allah that's being offered, that's on display in this sale, and that's al-Jannah, the paradise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number three, the currency that you use in this sale to buy, it's not dollars or dinars or dirhams. It's none of the paper money that we human beings are accustomed to of this world. The currency that you use in this sale is your a'mal, salah, Quran, dua, and dhikr. The good deeds are your currency. That's how you buy Allah's forgiveness, Allah's mercy, Allah's satisfaction and grace. And that's how you're freed from the fires of hell, through your a'mal.
Dear brothers and sisters, I'm wishing you the best in Laylatul Qadr. Please, please keep us in your prayers and we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
Ya ghafir al-khataya, ya kashif al-balaya.
انقذنا من النار يا رب الغوث الغوث خلصنا